dealing with us. And I believe God, what he's doing in this mini balance is he's balancing the foundation of our understanding in the series on peace, or the fruit of peace, if you will. He's really recalibrating the balance, or the foundation of it. And I think this is the most important part of what we've learned, because if there be no joining to him in all sincerity, if you're really not joined, then there really is no covenant of peace. He's, again, we've already learned, he's already forever established in it. But sometimes we sway, sometimes we totter. And so today we're going to go into further confirmation of the joining and how it activates the covenant of peace. And we pick up here with the word covenant. It means an alliance between God and man. It is our alliance here. It's between us and him. It means an agreement. And it's usually two, it's got to be two parties that come into agreement. Amen. And we've learned that the blood of Jesus has brought us into a position to be at peace with God. And that is what becomes the bridge. His blood becomes the bridge that we cross over and we join into the covenant with God. Because of the blood that was activated through this wonderful rhema, and as it propitiates our minds, we settle into this covenant of peace. As our minds are propitiated, that's the key. And we're going to look at that a little bit more today. We looked at it on the last time, but we're going to look at it just a little bit more and go further as well. But that's what really, really assures us that we're in this covenant, is the propitiated, our propitiated minds, or the revelation or the discernment of his temperament being on us. These things are really marquees, man, that we can look at and feel that really confirm that we are established in peace with God. Amen.
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 All right. So now, further confirmation that joining releases the covenant. We look at Isaiah. We picked up here in this part of the series in Isaiah 3 came to light. It says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." We know that perfect and peace both mean shalom. So it's shalom, shalom. He'll keep you in shalom, shalom, meaning that you'll have, you'll be holy. You'll have welfare, prosperity, tranquility, contentment of human relationships with God, especially in covenant relationships. That's where we get this real revelation about covenant. It's in the actual definition of shalom. It talks about it being a covenant relationship with God, but it gives you tranquility. The first shalom is tranquility. It is having a tranquil mindset, which then takes you into the second shalom, which brings you into prosperity, welfare, and all of that. You become holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y. That means basically what we would call that is nothing missing, nothing broken. Shalom, shalom really is the marquee of the, it becomes a beacon to what the anointing is. And what I mean by that is that the anointing both removes burdens and destroys yokes. And the Lord just keeps ministering to me throughout my personal studies about what that is. Removing the burden is giving you a tranquil mindset. So burden is removed. That's the anointing. It removes the burden and destroys the yoke. So the anointing, it removes the burden. It gives you the tranquil mindset, but then it comes back and destroys the yoke. That means the actual problem or issue. And so not only do you get the tranquil mindset in the first shalom, but this first shalom, you continue to the second shalom, where now it becomes prosperity. It turns in your favor. It becomes tangible. It comes into the seen realm. So it's not just having a burden removed, but now it also is yoke destroyed. That kind of describes that. It kind of gives light to what this anointing is. And that is released here in peace, in the covenant of peace. If you read Isaiah 54, it's all talking about removing burdens and destroying yokes from off of the Gentiles. And so that's what shalom does. It will remove the burden, it will give you tranquility of mind, and it will destroy the yoke of your problem. But the thing of it is that we have to learn to be whose mind is stayed. And this is our point about being joined, whose mind is stayed on thee. And we've learned this, but we're going to go through it a little bit more. To be stayed means here, this is the key to perfect peace, the key to shalom, shalom, the key to the anointing. It means to lean upon or sustain. The word sustain means this. It means to bear the weight of an object. But the key to that, bearing the weight of it, it means without breaking or falling. So you're, it's without breaking or falling. It's without disconnecting. Remember, we've learned, if you're still with me, just say amen so I know you're here.
Amen.
Remember, we learned a long time ago, we learned this, that he that holds the glimpse will find affirmation to the glimpse. Meaning, if you stay in the study or you keep the conversation with God that he's speaking to you about and you keep it alive, you'll have affirmation to the glimpse that you have. And that's what it means to be, to stay. The enemy might come up, you might have good days, you might have bad days, but overall, you're not breaking. You're not falling. It's not, you're not moving away from the conversation, from what God is saying. And so now that's where shalom, shalom is birthed out of. That's where the anointing is discovered. When we're staying, we're leaning upon him. We're not breaking. We're not moving from this word that we're hearing. We're staying right here. We have, like I said, ups and downs may come, but overall, you're still keeping the glimpse. You're still holding the conversation. And this is the person or persons that will experience perfect peace. So when we come into the transition of temperament and his mindset is sustained in and on us, we do receive shalom, shalom. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, old store confirmation to this now. This is still talking about the joining and the importance that it holds to receiving the peace of God. In John 15 and 7, here's an old store confirmation that you old Ramites might remember. It says in John 15, 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. That to me describes shalom, shalom as well. Now, the word abide means to stay in a given place, to stay in a given state, to stay in a given relation. It means not to depart and continue to be present. And so this is what it means to be joined. You're staying in a given place. Hallelujah. You're staying in a given state. You're remaining in a given relation. You're not departing. You're continuing to be present. So this is the type of joining he's talking about. And it kind of makes me think of different times where sometimes you might not talk to someone in a while. But it doesn't mean that your relation changes. It doesn't mean that you've departed. You normally, as I've stated in the past when we talk about this, you normally kind of pick up where you left off. That's a place of abiding. I talked to the Father today. It was funny because I said, you know what? I was real lazy on Thanksgiving. I said I was lazy the day after Thanksgiving. And I didn't talk to you very much on yesterday. We didn't have a whole lot of discussion. But he made me feel that I came through the door. As I was going over my notes early this morning, and as I began to fellowship with him, I told him how much I did miss him. But he made me feel like I just came into the house. I never was disconnected from the house. I just came home into the house. And we picked up right where we left off. And he let me know that's a place of abiding. It truly is. It's a place of abiding. When you know where your home is, when you know and you understand where you abide, and you understand the relationship you have. That's what I'm saying. You may have ups and downs. You may have ins and outs. You may have some days that you haven't been in the fellowship, but did you leave the conversation? The answer should be always no. It should always be no. And so now that's a place of abiding. I went to my given place. I went to my given state. I stayed in my given relations. I did a part, and I'm going to continue to be present. Now, can I do better? Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what taking the more earnest heed is all about, and giving the more earnest heed. It's giving more to them, spending more time. Yes, absolutely. But for you that didn't spend time over the last maybe 2 or 3 days, don't think you left your abiding place. You're still there. You're still in the maintaining of the relation. You're still in the given place. You're still there. The conversation is still fresh. So you take heart on that and understand that you're still under the shalom of God. And understand this, as we learn this, that God's peace will never be removed. It won't be removed. He always, and this is what I love about this, he's always in that same position. He's that stay-at-home dad that is waiting for you to come and just reconnect and just join in and just pick up where you left off and continue to move forward. In Isaiah 54:10, he says it like this: for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. So the covenant of his peace is never going to be removed. It's never going to be lifted. God is always and will always be in position and always will have, man, Jesus said it to me like this. He said, Todd, 70 times seven times in a day. Your position is established. If you needed to, 70 times beyond that, morning by morning, new mercies you'll see. Man, you'll wake up, I'm telling you, that word morning to me there, it signifies rhema by rhema. Every time you get a rhema, it's like a new morning coming alive in you, and peace is established with God. It's never going to be removed, and this is a blessing. But ultimately, God is trying to train us to always remain at the highest level. To always remain like Jesus and to get into that fellowship like Jesus was walking in with him. That's ultimately what he's doing. But this is just for some of you that might feel like you're lagging. Don't worry about it. You're still connected. If your ear is open and you can understand the words coming out of my mouth, you're still connected. You're still in the covenant of God's peace. You're reestablished and it's being reconfirmed of where you are, because it will not depart from thee. Neither shall this covenant of his peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy. The word removed means to slip. It's not going to shake. It's not going to fall. It means it won't be carried. It won't be cast. It'll never be out of course. It'll never fall into decay. I love that. It's not going to be moved. It's not going to even totter. It'll never be overthrown. The word totter means the covenant of his peace, it doesn't even shake, it doesn't sway. It's always stabilized. So now with this in mind, understanding that it doesn't shake or sway, imagine if we don't shake or sway. Imagine if we remain right there. We would go from shalom to shalom like nobody's business. If his path was always, we go from shalom to shalom. Because it doesn't shake, it doesn't sway, it's maintained, and it's always ready to produce in our lives. Always. God, somebody needs to know this, God does not take a break from producing his best in your life. Unfortunately, we sometimes take the breaks, and then we have to come in and have the revelation of the fact that I'm still connected to this thing. Let's try to do our best. Let's put our best foot forward, not to shake or not to sway, to give the more earnest heed so we stay in position where shalom can go from shalom to shalom and we can experience the shalom, the full restoring in our lives. Let's Let's maintain it. Let's stay in this word. Let's amplify it. I heard what Elder said again. Let the volume be turned up. In other words, now this covenant of peace isn't going to budge. It's going to remain. And that's something we can be totally, totally, totally at peace with. God is not going anywhere. Jesus has forever satisfied him. It shall remain forever. It's as ironclad as God himself. So we can't blame the Lord. This is a note. We can't blame the Lord when the second shalom doesn't manifest. He doesn't shake or sway. Unfortunately, it's us. It's us. It's us. It's us. And so the second shalom, to where it becomes from, okay, I have tranquility of mind, to now it's moving into manifestation. If I break away, then I have to be reestablished in my fixed position, my given position. It's still available. It's still right there, but I've got to get back to it. Bible says that remember what height from which you've fallen and repent. And so sometimes that is a necessary thing to reconnect ourselves there. But it didn't move. We did. Amen.
Amen.
Unfortunately, we do, and this is why we don't see him. We have to truly abide to reach the second shalom, which accounts for making his peace perfect. That's where we fall and we fail. We talked about this, I believe, last week for a minute. We get under the first shalom of the tranquility of mind where things can be happening all around us, but we climb up into this place in the word and it gives us this tranquil mind. Man, that's our breadcrumb. That's our breadcrumb right there to know that the second shalom is ready to come forth. To make peace perfect, you have to experience the second shalom. You've got to stay joined in a place where, let me put it to you like this. You have to be joined in a place in your own mind to where you discern you are joined, where you know you are still joined. See, when you take breaks, you don't always know that you're joined. But when you come back in the door, you know that you're joined again. But that moment that you don't feel you're joining is where you've kind of shaken and you've swayed. And now the second shalom that's supposed to be coming as a result of reaching the first isn't. It's delayed. It's not delayed because of him. It's delayed because we have stepped away from the place that we belong in. So now it's perfect peace is when that really is perfect. It's when you go from tranquility of mind, you go from burden removed from the mind to the yoke destroyed. That's what signifies the second shalom. And that's what seals and causes God's peace to be perfect. God is not just trying to make you feel good on Sunday mornings. He's trying to get you in position and stay joined to him to the place, to the point where he can destroy the yokes that are in our lives and on our lives. That's what perfect peace is. And that's what he wants for us. He wants every yoke destroyed, every problem, every issue solved. He wants that. That's perfect peace. The church most of the time has only known tranquility. We always talk about peace in the midst of the storm. We got songs about it, man. But no. God is saying, no. That's not where I stop. I stop the storm. I end it. I kill it. I dead it. When I got up, I said, peace be unto the winds. You saw me in action. I'm not just trying to give you peace in the midst of it. I want you out of it, and I want the storms around your life to be stopped. I want you to experience shalom, shalom. Stay joined until the second shalom. Don't move because it's coming. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Mom is saying amen. She might be on mute. That's my other amener that I usually hear. All right, now, the true peace of God is to be with God. It's okay, Elder. It is all right. I know you were amen in me. I could feel you in the spirit. The true peace of God is to be with God. All right, watch this now. In Romans 5 and 1, listen, this is key. We saw this, and God wants us to get this again, man. Oh, Jesus, I love it. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord, through our Lord Jesus Christ. The word with, and we learn this, it means by the side of. Man, it explains it all. It explains it. My peace is because I'm by his side. I'm that other cherubim on top of the seat of propitiation. I'm that other cherubim, and so are you. And we're by the side of, so therefore it activates peace. I'm joined, I'm by his side. It means near to. Usually with the accusative's case, it means the place, time, and occasion. I'm right there where God can perform occasions in my life. That usually surmounts to joy. That means things have manifested. So peace will become joy. Maybe that's where we're leaping to next. But look at this. The place, the time, or the occasion. I'm present with God so he can perform the occasions in my life. I'm right there. So now this is what's perfecting peace. Because I'm in the time, I'm in the place, and I'm right there at the occasion. Listen, if I invite you to my home to come to my birthday party and you don't make it, you miss the occasion. That's what happens to us sometimes. We totter, we sway, and we miss the occasion at times. That does not make for perfect peace. God is saying, I want you at home by my side until I produce the occasion in your life. That's what perfects my covenant of peace. I'm not trying to blow smoke and make you feel good. No, 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 no. That's not where I'm trying to keep you. I want you to have the occasions coming. I want you to have the experiences of real burden removing and yoke destroying power.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. That's what makes my peace perfect. I remove it off your mind. And I manifest my glory to the point where I've destroyed the yoke, the problem. I fix it. I create the occasion. It also denotes here, it means which is the destination of the relation. Watch this. I remember this is so good. Whither, or for which it is predicated. Wait a minute. Peace, there has a predication. There's something predicated that activates peace. It's meaning I have to be in the destination of the relation. I have to be there. I have to be by the side of, because that's where it's predicated. The covenant of his peace is forever settled. This is true. But the question is, why don't we see it in all of its splendor? Meaning, here's your answer. Splendor and meaning. Watch it. The answer is simple. It's only found in a place where it is predicated and designated to be experienced. The peace of God is only found where it is designated and predicated to be experienced. Where's that? By his side. With him. When I'm with him, I'm in the destination. I'm in the place where peace is now predicated. I'm right there in the designated place where I'm supposed to be so I can experience this. So what denotes that I'm by him then? What denotes that I'm by him is that when I'm under this wonderful place of propitiation, it means I'm in the predicated place where it is designated to be experienced. When I'm there, because this is what made us equal, the blood of Jesus propitiating the mind of the Father and the minds of the church, the mind of the church. So now I'm right where I belong. Now God can create the occasions. Oh, hallelujah. He can create the occasions in and on your life. He can perfect peace. It's just like we've learned in Alpha and Omega Fellowship. Jesus is the Word. That Word propitiates, and the Father does the works. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Shalom, shalom. It's all predicated on the fact that I'm really and truthfully joined by his side.
Amen, Lord.
There. I'm with God. I feel a difference from when I stayed outside the house to when I come in the house. There's a feeling of safety. There's a feeling of warmth. There's a feeling of protection. There's a feeling that says, oh, this is where I'm home. This is me. This is home. This is my home. Outside of this, I'm a fish out of water. I'm back into the place where it is predicated and designated to be experienced in its totality. I'm right back where I belong, where shalom can become shalom. And I can have fullness of my Father's covenant flowing in me. So again, we see propitiation is definitely the key to truly being in at being and knowing we are at peace with God. It's this peace that will transcend all of our understanding. And I love this, man. This peace, boy, does it transcends all understanding. This type of joining, it goes beyond your understanding. It's here that we live by his estimate, his opinions, and his point of views, man. That's the glory. We live by his opinions here in this place. We live by his point of views here. We live by his estimates. Because by this, it transcends all carnal understanding. In other words, my carnal understanding to the way situation should work out, listen to me now, the way that I would think carnally, his peace transcends my carnal understanding. It's the carnal understanding is the way the world works. It's the way it's the way the world have. They take the bed from you. If you have cancer, you're going to have to get your affairs in order mostly and get ready to die. But his peace transcends that. Giving you, watch this, giving you opportunity. This is what the benefit of joining is. It gives you the opportunity to see the kingdom of God, to see God's opinion about the matter, to see God's estimate, to see God's point of view, and to experience the shalom, the blessing, the breakthrough, the yoke-destroying power. This is what happens. We're in Philippians 4:7. It says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts that was found me and minds through Christ Jesus. I said, Lord, why would you say heart and minds? He said, Todd, he said, honestly, he said, I said that, you know, it's minds. He said, I said it. Watch this. It's going to bless some of you. He said, because stress is the number one killer. Peace will keep your heart literally and your mind. It won't come and physically be able to touch you. Your heart attack is not going to be an option over here. Why? Because my peace, it passes all carnal understanding. It's going to keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. I said, wow. I said, look at that there. He said, I told you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I said, that is something else. That is something else. And this comes as a result. If you heard that, just say amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart. Somebody's going to stay healthy here and mine through Christ Jesus. And this is all because we're with his side. We're right there. Amen. We're right there. So there's nothing. I mean, there's nothing. Your physical state is guarded. And your mental state is guarded because it transcends
Amen. All
understanding.
Amen.
It transcends all understanding. Praise God. So we see real simply that it's going to transcend all carnal understanding. It's going to outdo it when we stay joined. And I love that because oftentimes I know personally, there'll be a fight within my own mindset to carnal reasoning about situations and circumstances. But the His peace will keep you in a position that it passes all understanding. There's nothing on this earth that will have that will make more sense than the peace of God. A doctor's diagnosis, no. Your financial statements, no. They're not going to shake you. His peace is going to transcend that and hold you in position to experience the tranquility of mind, and then the manifestation of what you're needing. And that's the type of ironclad covenant that we have when we stay with God and stay joined to Him. I want to take you up in your thinking here. Just one step up. We're going to go one step up. And this reminds me a lot of the evangelist Darrell, my brother. It really reminds me a lot of what he teaches about image. And there is a requirement. And we do talk about not taking days off. And that would be the best solution. God wanted to show us in the beginning that if you did take a day off, He's still there. Your peace, your covenant is still in position. Just walk back into it. He's not disconnecting you from it. Unfortunately, like we said, you've disconnected yourself. But ultimately, I believe this is where God wants us to be. All right? It's all or nothing when it comes to talking about the depths of our joining. It really translates that. I don't want to have gaps in between the tranquility of mind and the manifestation of God's prosperity for my life. I don't want to have those gaps. And so then that's a choice that I must make. That's a choice that you must make. Are you willing to go to this next level of joining? Okay. And I found it in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. So again, this is a choice that you need to make. Some people, some 30, some 60, but man, oh man, I know TGM, we've been striving and we have a gospel that can produce and will produce 100-fold.
Amen.
So it says in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. Verse 3 is where we flow into. Who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, I looked at this and I looked up the word express image. I wanted to know exactly what was Jesus like and how I knew it would describe how tightly joined He was with the Father. We know what He says to him. If you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. If you've known Me, you should have known My Father. And so we know that they're one, but I just felt like, man, I want to kind of get in here and see just a little bit more to what He's saying and who He is. And so it means engraving. Expressed image means engraving. It means an exact copy.
Wow.
Listen to this. This gets so good. It means the exact expression. Hence, that's why He's been teaching us, guys, on postures. So we can have the exact expression of God in that moment. Watch this. It means the image of any person or thing. It means marked likeness. But these last two, this last one here, man, really got me. It means precise reproduction in every respect. Huh. Precise reproduction in every respect. And I started, man, I started to really get caught up in this here. I got caught up. I did. And I'm still caught up in it because I don't know. I just something, man, I can't help going for. I can't help it when I see things like this. He said to me, he said, Todd, if I'm the precise reproduction in every respect, and I give you my temperament, he said, then your joining should be nothing less than the express image of who he is.
Amen, God.
He said, your joining should be nothing less than precise reproduction in every respect. You should have his marked likeness, his exact expression. He said, I'm the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Truly, I am the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So now, if Jesus is the precise reproduction of the Father in every respect, then this is what we must be. He's not giving us anything less than the precise reproduction in every respect. It is possible. It is what he's ordained to be. And this is something, man, that you can goal yourself for. This is something, man, that you're reaching for. The Bible talks about reaching more and more, reaching out for the perfect day, stretching out for it, looking for this exact looking to have this exact precision. It is possible because Christ in you is the hope of glory. It's the hope of perfection. It is possible. And this is what he wants us reaching for. So while we're reaching for this, my God, we're going to see peace like never before. Because we're stretching out to the express image of God. We're understanding there's still more. My goodness, all that Paul accomplished, everything that Paul did, writing 2/3 of the New Testament, raising the dead, man, casting out devils, man, moving like that. We read about Paul. And Paul still says this, if I might know him and the power of his resurrection. He was stretching for the express image of God. This is what we should be goaling ourselves for. Stretching out to be joined to him, that we walk in his precision in every respect. This is what we should be. Seek ye first the kingdom. This is seeking the kingdom. Wanting to be just like Jesus in every respect. This is how you get that ultimate joining. This is how that in every turn and in every situation and everything that rises, you stay in the temperament of Christ. You never come out of it. You stay in the precise reproduction in every respect. Every conversation, if there be an argument, you're moving like him, you're answering like him, not being facetious, but really allowing his precise reproduction to have its way. That you're moving in his exact likeness. The Bible even declares we were created in his image and his likeness. We should be bearing his express image, just like Jesus. Another scripture tells us we are joint heirs with Christ. We're equal to. That tells me that I should be wearing the exact mark likeness of my Father. So if Jesus is the precise reproduction of the Father in every respect, then this is what we ought to be as well. We have a gospel. God told me to tell you again. We have a gospel that's being taught to us that is pointing to nothing less than this. We have a gospel. And I'm going to say this, and I'm not trying to scare nobody, but if this isn't something that you feel is necessary or it's way beyond your grasp or your reach, then this gospel in TGM might not be for you. And I'm not trying to tell anybody that you got to go. But listen, the gospel that's being preached here is a gospel that's saying, listen, I'm going to make a perfect church. I'm creating a Philadelphia in the earth. I'm going to have a people that walk in my exact likeness. I'm raising them up. That's why he's giving us this rhema. This is not for men. This is not milk. This is definitely strong meat so we can grow, so we can be healthy, strong, and man, and make an impact. But these things God is wanting to, he's wanting to do in us, and we've got to just go ahead and allow it to happen. Allow him to do this. Allow him to position us like this, because he's really pulling out his exact preciseness. So now, if we have elevated in this knowledge, then we've got to function in nothing less than this. Can't function in anything less than what we've learned. To whom I heard Evangelist Benita say it on Tuesday during prayer, to whom much is given, she realized, and it made me smile. She said, to whom I realized, to whom much is given, much is required. And that is the truth. That is the truth. You can stay joined to him in ways that other people can't even imagine. And then you can give him the gospel of reconciliation to this level, to this magnitude. We can pour out a whole new gospel of reconciliation, bringing them into dimensions of God's peace, teaching them how to be joined. But we have experienced it. Come on, let's go past tranquility of mind. Let's get to that second shalom and let it be perfected in us. Let's go, praise God. Come on, let's put on Christ. The full temperament of Christ is the precise reproduction of the Father in every respect. This is the full temperament of Jesus Christ, is the exact reproduction of the Father in every respect. He made us in his image and in his likeness, as I said. Perfect peace is when we allow him to elevate us to his express image. That's perfect peace. That's perfect peace. Don't you know the Father will not stop? Don't you know Jesus will not stop? That's why we're going to be changed at the blink of an eye. Let me tell you, TGM, we ain't going to have to put on too much when he comes. There ain't going to be that much transitioning for us. You know, you might not have on a ring or a bracelet, but you're going to have on your garments. You're going to have them on when he gets here. He's going to call you up, and I'm telling you right now, it's not going to feel, you ain't going to feel this huge transition, because most of it's already going to be on you, if not all of it. And that's what God is trying to do in us. What an honor this is.
Bless God.
Perfect peace is when we allow him to elevate us to his express image in every respect. Romans 13 and 14 says it like this. It says, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. This is the depths of joining. This is the depths of being joined to him. We've learned it, and now he wants to do it in us. The truth we have heard, we will abide in. That's the promise. The truth we've heard, we're going to abide in it. Perfect peace is only found in the joining. And what we just heard is that joining. It is.
Bless God.
So listen, take heart if you haven't experienced the second shalom that often. Take heart if you haven't been on this side of the glory, because God is doing more. He's doing more than what you think. He wants to really, really show you how he created you. You're created just like Jesus in the express image in every respect. You too have been created a little bit lower than Elohim himself. And he wants to show you you're truly his offspring. You're his progeny. He wants you joined to him just like that. And it's happening. It's happening. But just keep stretching out. Keep stretching your hands to him. Keep looking to him for that full change to come. And as you do, and as you're looking for that, the covenant of his peace is going to get stronger and stronger. Shalom, shalom, and shalom will be all over your life. He'll keep you in perfect peace.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
His peace will transcend all understanding. It'll guard your heart and your mind. You'll be fully protected, shielded, moving in dimensions of greater prosperity. This is the fruit of peace. This is what it is. This is what it is. And so this is what he wants to do. Now, there's a question that lays on the table. Will you let him? Will you let him just... Will you let him do it? Will you let him complete it? Will you stay in the house longer? Will you stay at the table with him longer? You don't ever have to leave. He's forever made an abiding place for you. Jesus said it, I go to prepare a place for you. That place is already prepared in the presence of his Father. That's the place, joined to the Father. That's the place he prepared. He's forever established peace with him. Between us and him, there's peace. But the question is, will you stay joined? Well, some of you say, Apostle, how am I going to do that? Same answer every single time. This rhema word.
Yes.
This rhema word. This is how we stay joined. We stay in the conversation. In fact, next week, we're going to continue on Wednesday in the rhema of Mary's peace. It's how the protected rhema takes you from shalom to shalom. When we protect the word, that's what Mary did. She protected the things in which she heard rhema specifically. She protected rhema, and her shalom became the shalom. It brought forth the miracles, the power of the Christ. And it's the same thing that God wants to produce in your life. Will you protect it long enough so he can show you the miraculous? Will you protect it long enough so that by seeing the miraculous, it will egg you on, it will cause you to come in closer and become more of his express image? Know ye not, it's the goodness of the Lord that leadeth thee unto repentance. And that's what he wants to do. But by giving you the shalom and the shalom, and creating by those the express image, in every respect, you'll be just like your Father.
Hallelujah, Lord.
That's what it means to be joined.
Hallelujah, God.
Now, Master, I need you to remove every distraction and everything that already tries to lay in wait for us this coming week. Get everything off the roads. Prepare the way for your entry. Prepare us to level up with you, to come up to where you are. Give us the fortitude, the mindset, the strength, the power, the ingenuity of the Spirit. Give us all that we need. Mm-hmm. Let us, Lord God, let us keep this word.
Yes.
Don't let us lose anything. No more suffering, loss, or damage. No more to this rhema. But help us to remain with you. I give you glory that if we do slip or totter, we sway, you're still right here in position, ready to pick up where we left off. And I'm grateful for that. But Lord, it's time to abide. I want my shalom to become another level of shalom. I want to walk in the shalom. And I want to see all of your glory. And as I see it and view it, I want it to change me into your express image, where there's nothing else in this life that I desire, nothing else but you. So, Master, come on, we accept this joining. We openly accept it. We accept it on the level in which you're teaching it. It's plain. It's undeniable. And so we open ourselves to it, Master. In the name of Jesus, we open ourselves to it. Yes, we do. Yes, we do, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We open ourselves completely. Completely, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blanche says amen. She says amen to this teaching today. And I agree with Blanche. And I say amen. I say amen too. This is a place. Elder Allison says amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. This is a place for us, guys, that God has carved out. This is a place. And I know hell is reaching out for you. I know the world is stretching out to you. I know it wants to stop you. I know it. The enemy doesn't want you walking in this, and he doesn't want any of us reaching the shalom, let alone the second shalom, and then moving in the express image. That's too much pressure. He can't handle that. but forget him. We've got places to go in God. We've got places to go.
Yes, we do. Amen, God.
We've got to stay in a given place. This is a given place unto you. It's a given place unto me. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Only thing he needs is your amen from him. That's all he needs. That's all he needs. And I'm telling you, that's turning. You're turning to him with just your amen. I see it, Lord. I say amen.
Amen.
That's my turning. That's your turning.
Amen, Lord.
And he'll do the rest from there. He'll do the rest. Hey, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Just lift your hands to just for a moment before you disappear off the line. Lift your hands. If you heard the part about becoming the express image, if that's something you heard, you can put your phone on mute or what have you. Just take a moment and come into alignment. If it touched your spirit, only if it touched your spirit, if it woke you up in a place of your soul, then I want you to lift your hands and I want you to say amen to him about that, because you'll give him the authority. You'll endorse him to do the work and bring you into that. And it's also going to increase this covenant of peace between you and the Father. It's going to increase dramatically. But if you heard that you want to join to him by becoming his express image, then by all means, lift those hands. Just take a moment or two and just talk to him about it. And just release at the same time, release those things that you know are grabbing at you. Release them, even swipe them up off your shoulders. Get it up off your backside, yeah, because there's an anointing here ready to move on your behalf, ready to reestablish you, to affirm you. So just take that moment right now. Don't let this moment pass. I heard it, Lord. I heard about it. You are the exact expression of the Father. That is the fullness of your temperament. I heard it. That's how I want to be joined. I want that too. That's the place for me. It's my hiding place. That's my hiding place, Jesus. Oh, yes, it is. Hallelujah. And I say amen. Amen to this hiding place. Bring your express.
Amen, God. Amen, God. Amen.
You'll hide me from myself.
Amen.
You'll hide me from the world.
So cool.
Ah, yeah. Paul found it. He said, I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I. Liveth in me. He found your express image, Master. Help us to find it.
Jesus.
Help us never to let go. And I'm so grateful to you for it. So grateful, Jesus. Breathe on us. Breathe, Jesus, breathe.
Bless your name, Lord.
Amen. Amen, Master. There's an anointing on the line. It's an anointing. There's an embracing I feel going on in the spirit. He's embracing you. Oh man, there's healing in the area of the heart. There's healing in the area of the heart. There's healing that's taking place even right this very moment. There's a securing. He's securing your footing right now. Mm-hmm. And reestablishing a momentum in you. Yeah, a lot of situations and circumstances have put vines around your feet. They try to tie you from moving forward, but those vines are snapping in the spirit. Those vines are snapping in the spirit. And you're busting free. Glory be to God. With a secured footing. You're gaining traction. You're gaining momentum. Yeah. It's forward movement. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Master. Amen. Amen. That's his peace being established again for you. That is wonderful. That's good stuff. That is really good. Really, really good. Amen. Amen. He said it was there. It's always there. You got it. Amen. That's all I got for you today, guys. That's all I got.